Drew, I just want to start out a little bit generically about the defense and whatnot. Is just where did this defense come from, I guess, for the first 4 weeks of the season? Because you guys were a little bit off the radar coming into the year through the offseason and that sort of thing, and all of a sudden you're this top 20 defense and scoring touchdowns like Tommy's fumble return was on Saturday night. So just where did you guys kind of come from?
I mean, I think a lot of times when things come out of the blue or they look like they were overnight successes, people don't understand. This started really, I don't know what you want to call it, 2 years ago, year and a half ago when Jay Hill got here, and kind of some of the foundation he was building this whole time, it's all just kind of built on top of itself to where last year we showed some signs of improvement. We had some really good games, like first half of really the first three quarters of Texas, ended up playing for a national championship, and the way we played with those guys, you know, and then Oklahoma, we played well. Like, we had a lot of games where we played really well last year. And so the whole focus of the offseason was how can we complete this to where we're not playing good for a half or three quarters of the game, but to where we're playing good for 4 quarters of the game. You know what I mean? So it's been something that kind of looks like a overnight success or it came out of nowhere, but we've been working on this all offseason. It's been the focus really since we all showed up, since Jay Hill got here and since he's been preaching to us. So it's been something that's been on our mind the whole time, and it's not a surprise to anybody in the building, offense or defense, just because it's been a mentality and a focus of ours.
Okay, we'll take some more questions from Jay Drew and then Nick Harper.
Hey, Crew, I got two questions. One, how do you describe your own kind of evolution from walk-on on the depth chart last year and then even this year coming into the season? I don't think you were on the depth chart. I'm not sure. But and now, obviously, a starter. It's just kind of a really interesting rise that you've had at BYU.
Yeah. I think my answer is kind of similar to the last question as well. It's something that's always been in my belief, like I've known since I made the decision to come here that I was going to be a starter one day. So it with that comes a lot of patience and a lot of ups and downs, and you got to be willing to grind some stuff out for sure. But I had that belief in myself before I even showed up. So it was my plan all along. I didn't come here to be a backup. I mean, I came here to help the team win in whatever way that is, but I knew what I was capable of, and I knew if I just stuck to it and trusted the coaching here, and that was one of the big reasons why I came here, is because of the coaches here. I'd seen what they've done at other places. Jay Hill recruited me out of high school, and so I've known about what he offers his players for years now. And so when I came here, I knew that, you know, with his coaching and with my capabilities, some special things could happen. So I always believed in myself, and I always knew that if I just stuck to the plan and you know, didn't let distractions get in the way, didn't let doubt creep in, that at some point I was going to get on the field, and that was really just my plan. So
my other question is, what's you guys' reaction to having to play at basically 11 a.m.? It's well documented that you guys are a great team at night. And so what was the reaction yesterday when you found out you were playing at 11 a.m.?
We're excited. I don't know, 11 a.m., 2 p.m., 8 p.m., we're just going to play football. So, you know, there's all these stats and all this and that, and whether there's correlation, I don't know. I know we played basically this same time last year against Oklahoma, and that game went well for the most part. So, you know, we can sit here, and I don't think anybody on the team is worried about what time we're playing, but we're just excited to play ball. So, yeah, I don't know. There hasn't been any concerns in the locker room or throughout the offices here about what time the game's at. We're just excited, so.
Drew, how much more depth of this defensive scheme has Jay Hill thrown at the safeties and this defense at large? Just how much more nuance is there in this defense in year two compared to last year?
Probably not as many as you'd think. One thing that I've always believed in is the simpler you can make things, probably the better it's going to be. You know, if you're trying to teach someone something, they say try to, if you can't teach it like like you're teaching a fifth grader, you probably shouldn't be teaching it. And Jay Hill's done a good job of that, where he teaches the principles over and over and over again, and then he leaves it up to us to make plays. So it's like, hey, look, I'm not telling you you have to do this, but here's what you have the ability to do if you're comfortable with it. So there's definitely been some things that we've been able to build upon last year, just understanding the defense more, to where now safeties, linebackers, even some of the D-line, and the corners as well, we're all like on the same page, and we're able to make checks and show some different disguises and throw some wrenches in there for the offense to have to try to sort out. But it's really just come from, it's not necessarily we're trying to complicate the defense more. It's people are just understanding it at a deeper level, and the players are understanding how to make more plays and how to throw off the offense. And that obviously stems from the coaching, but it's not necessarily of Jay Hill making things more complicated. I think it's more of him trusting us more and saying, hey, look, if you want, here's a tool you can use to kind of throw off the offense. So that's probably been more of what it is than anything, but he's done a good job of keeping it simple and making it to where we can play fast but still make it hard for the offense to know what we're doing.
And when you emerge as the starter in week three against Wyoming and then this past week, is that a byproduct of just daily competition in practice where these coaches set up to where every day you just got to continue to improve?
Yeah, absolutely. There's always going to be competition. And even now, starting for 2 weeks, I mean, we've got good safeties in the room. If I don't continue to compete and I don't continue to improve every week and play well every week, there's another dude who has the ability to step up and play ball. So that's a good thing. If you know how to handle it, it can make you a much better player and can force you to improve and not get complacent, which is what I want. I want to get better every day and every week. So there's definitely been that. And I think the coaches have done a good job of handling that and setting up a competitive room. So that's kind of been how it's been. It's how it's going to continue to be all season, I would imagine.
We'll take our final questions from Jay Catch and then Sean Walker.
Yeah, crew, wanted to ask you just your overall thoughts as you head to Baylor. What, I know it's early in the week, what have you seen from them on film so far?
They're a solid team. Haven't got too much into like the details and into the scheme yet, but we've been able to watch some of their games just like when we're waiting for our late games. Like we watched the Utah versus Baylor game in the hotel, and we've seen a couple of their games. So they're a solid team. They're going to play hard, and we expect to get their best. It's away, so, you know, they're at home. They're going to have the home crowd. All in all, I think we just have to show up and play our football, do what we've been coached to do, and no matter who we're playing that week, it's, you know, play our brand. And that, no matter who we're playing, that should be enough to get the job done, so.
Crew, this is a little bit probably more personal than I kind of wanted to get about your journey, but something you said to Jay sort of sparked this. I'm always intrigued by guys who play quarterback, particularly in high school, and how they transition to defense, and especially when they do a good job transitioning. Like, you were a really good quarterback in high school, and now you've turned yourself into this starting safety at a Division I Power Conference program. Like, when you kind of look at that journey, like, how did you sort of remake yourself, I guess, in that way? Like I said, like that kind of move, you're not the first one to do it, but it always intrigues me when that does happen.
Yeah, I think what it really comes down to is whether I'm playing quarterback, safety, receiver, running back, like, I have a belief in my mind that you could throw me out there at any position and I'm going to find a way to develop and get better and eventually be one of the best people on the field. So I think it really just came along with that mindset. And I had great coaches along the way to help me out. Jay's done a ton for me to help me with some things where it's like I had the desire to be a great player, but there are some things I didn't know just because I had never played safety before. So he helped me a lot with that and helped me understand just defensive scheme and philosophy. And then I think it helps having played quarterback before because I understand what the quarterback's seeing. And I understand what the thought process is. And so I think that way a lot of pre-snap, like my pre-snap keys that I'm seeing stem from having a quarterback background. Specifically, I I talked to Ben Criddle about this earlier in the week before we played Kansas State. When we were watching film on Avery Johnson, it was cool to watch him because he plays very similar to the way I played in high school. And so I knew what was going through his brain pre-snap. And there was a couple times where I was able to mess with his reads just based off my alignment, with them being a big RPO team. That's just an example of some of the things that I benefit from having played the position before. So it's been a lot of fun. But like I said, at the end of the day, I just have a belief that I'm going to compete and I'm going to find a way to be a competitive person and hopefully a winner in whatever I do and whatever position it is. So